Peace and blessings, y'all, and welcome to another episode of Keeping It Real. In this episode, we are talking about what happens when Zionist Israel goes loco.
Go crazy! Go stupid! Go crazy!
Well, it's nice to have y'all back, and in this episode, we are going to be talking about what happens when Zionist Israel goes loco. Because as the whole world has witnessed, they have gone pretty darn loco. So before we start, a few formalities to get those out of the way. Loco means crazy in Spanish. So what we're trying to say is that Zionist Israel has gone loco, aka crazy, aka bonkers, aka insane. AKA they've lost their marbles, AKA they've gone bonkers, AKA they've gone bananas, AKA they've lost their mind, AKA they've got some screws loose, AKA they've gone mad, AKA they need help, AKA they've blown their gasket, AKA they've gone cuckoo, AKA they've gone crazy, AKA they've gone loony, AKA they've gone haywire, AKA they've gone bonkers, AKA they've gone bananas, AKA they've gone ballistic, AKA they've gone Israeli. Yes, that's a new one that we've come up with. So when you totally lose your mind and you start doing stuff that's totally insane, you know, the new term is, man, he went Israeli, you know? So the Zionist Israelis have gone Israeli. So number five, the first thing that you do is to start calling people who want their land back that you've usurped under the auspices of the United Nations as terrorists. Again, keep in mind, we're talking about what happens when Zionist Israel goes loco. You start calling the Palestinian brothers and sisters, the Hamas guys, as terrorists. So hold up, y'all. How is it possible that the Zionist Israelis who have gone and have usurped your land and they've stolen your land and then on your usurped land they do a whole bunch of criminal stuff against the local native Palestinian population, how do those guys have the audacity to call the Palestinians, you know, the freedom fighters who we want our land back, as terrorists? Doesn't make any sense to anybody across the world. But I guess that's what you do when you go loco. Number four, the second thing that you do when you've gone totally bonkers, aka Israeli, is that you completely stop food and fuel and water and electricity and gas to 2.4 million people. Just let them all starve to death. I mean, who cares if they're civilians? Correction, they're human animals. They're humans that are animals, or they're animals that are humans. I don't understand the philosophical integrity and intricacies of this conversation. Just kill them all, destroy them, get rid of them. So, moving on to number three. The third thing that you do when you've gone totally loco, AKA Israeli, is that you start to bomb everything. You know, anything that moves, even if it doesn't move, just bomb it. So, I mean, you know, like, you wouldn't give a knife to a child because, like, a child doesn't have any common sense, you know, they don't know, you know, anyways, they might harm themselves and other people with the knife. So, who the heck gave the Zionist Israelis weapons? I mean, why would you give people that are clearly psychologically disturbed weapons, you know? And we see the repercussions, right? Just bomb everything. Bomb schools, bomb hospitals, bomb ambulances, bomb United Nations refugee camps, bomb non-United Nations refugee camps, bomb churches, bomb mosques, bomb human beings, bomb animals, trees, residential buildings. This is just too much detail. Just bomb everything and get rid of everything, because it'll just make the ground invasion so much easier.
Crazy hamburger! This is horrible!
And number two, well, the fourth thing that you do when you've gone loco is that you tell 2.4 million people, just get out! Get! We don't want your kind round here in your own neighborhood. And you better get! Pack your bags and your life belongings in 4 hours, because after 4 hours, we're gonna bomb the daylights out of you. So get! Just in case some of you guys don't believe us for whatever reason that this is not what you do when you go totally Israeli, apparently it was the finance minister Bezalel Smotrich who apparently said, quote, so that we don't get in trouble, I welcome the initiative of the voluntary emigration of Gaza Arabs to countries around the world. This is the right humanitarian solution for the residents of Gaza and the entire region after 75 years of refugees, poverty, and danger. Yeah, this guy is definitely local. And number one, the last thing that you do when you have gone totally loco, aka Israeli, is that you nuclear bomb your opponent. Yes, just wipe them off the map. Nuclear bomb them. Men, women, children, animals, non-animals, humans, human animals, buildings, anything, you name it, just nuclear bomb them all. Get rid of it. Listen up, dear people of the world. Zionist Israel has finally shown its true colors. I mean, we all knew who Zionist Israel was on the inside, but now it's just so ugly for the whole world to clearly see. No more fake masks, no more smoke and mirrors, no more deception, no more smiles and handshakes, no more white gloves. This, what the world is seeing, is what Zionist Israel truly is. It's a murderous, genocidal, merciless, cruel, savage, terroristic, infant and child and women killing machine. And it's Western-backed, Western-nurtured, Western-supported, and Western-financed. And it's gone absolutely loco. There is nothing holding these crazies back anymore. Please pay attention to what's being said. It's time for the world to come together and call for the complete dissolution of the Zionist Israeli state, especially after witnessing this continuous, well over 1 month long, murderous, genocidal spree by the Zionist Israeli locos. There's no more excuses, dear friends. The world never was, but most surely is definitely now not safe with such a rogue killing machine lurking around our global neighborhood. You could be next. So it's time to give Palestine back to the Palestinian population and save the world from the Zionist Israeli locos. Hey, we're just keeping it real wherever you are. Inshallah. Glad I didn't comment on anything.